Limpert is with us for his weekly tech segment here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. You can visit Rick online, his website, ricklimpert.info. Always encourage you to follow him on Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell. This selfie-friendly camera, this is right up your alley. I love looking at all the selfies that you post of yourself there on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, very, very rarely, Sully. I don't know if we need anything that's going to encourage more bad selfies, but evidently this Olympus camera now is kind of a play on that fascination we have with selfies. It's the 10E PL7, and it's looks like a regular camera, but it has a little selfie mode on it, and then an LED screen pops down beneath the camera so you can actually see yourself and see the selfie you're taking. So good or bad, I don't know, but I don't think the selfie is going away anytime soon.
I don't think that it's going away anytime soon, and I certainly don't think that the idea of taking pictures from your smartphone is going away anytime soon. Is this a bad decision on Olympus's part to issue a new product that, basically I don't need it because I already have a camera that I can take pictures of myself with if I want to?
Yeah, so that's a good point, Sully. I don't know. I think people have stopped buying, point-and-shoot and standalone cameras because, the phones we have the best cameras, almost better than regular cameras. They'll take better pictures. So the best camera now most people have is their phone, and it's going to be a tough sell, but maybe some teenage girls will jump on the selfie camera bandwagon.
That will be interesting to see. We're talking with Rick Limpert. Rick Roswell is his handle on Twitter. Radioactive wild boars still roaming the forest of Germany. What part of the internet did you find this story on?
This comes on a daily feed that I get, and I wrote in the notes, I did a double take when I saw this. These are boars that were affected by the Chernobyl disaster 28 years ago, Kelly. And I don't know how they survived, but they're still alive. And evidently in Germany, there's a whole pack of, or a whole area of these wild boars that are radioactive running around, and they can't get rid of them. They've tried hiring hunters to do it, and I guess eventually they're all going to die off at some point, but they have to kind of watch what they eat in certain parts of Germany because the animals are radioactive. I thought that was still kind of strange almost three decades later.
April the 26th, 1986 is when that incident happened, and it's odd to think that the effects of it still being felt today. Rick, you spent a lot of time at Green Bay Packers training camp. I know just recently we're up there. I took in a football game at Lambeau, got a nice little tour of the facilities up there. They did not do you too well on the start to the NFL season last night against the Seattle Seahawks.
Thanks for bringing that up. So, for one game, I guess at Seattle's a tough place to play. I think it was maybe a little disappointing for a Packer fan. Because I think, like me, when they're up there, of course, every team looks good, I guess, in training camp. But 15 more games to go, Sully. It's doable. Like I said, I'm looking for a Packers-Patriots Super Bowl.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm in the same boat as you with the disappointment. Last night, the Red Sox lost the season series to the New York Yankees. And with that, I lost a bet that I had with a guy here at work. And I have to now wash his car out in front of the building wearing a New York Yankee hat, a New York Yankee jersey, and with some New York Yankee face paint logo on my face while I do it.
Take a couple selfies while you're doing that, Sully.
Absolutely. Rick Limpert, his technology segment here on Talk Radio 640 WGSD. RickLimpert.info, his Twitter handle, Rick Roswell. Rick, we look forward to speaking to you again next week, and safe travels back to Atlanta, my man.
Thanks, Sally. I'll be home the next few weeks, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, brother. Take care. Rick Limpert with us, 640 WGST. That's right, Alfred. I'm going to be out on Palisades washing the car.